Alright folks, welcome back to Nightly Calm. I'm your host, Jake Cotter, and you know, sometimes life throws a curveball that leaves you feeling like you got hit by a runaway bowling ball. Ever felt like that? You just want to curl up under the covers and hope it all goes away. But guess what? That's where tonight's episode comes in. We're diving deep into building resilience, learning how to bounce back from those tough knocks with mindfulness and visualization techniques that are seriously powerful. Now, I know what you're thinking, mindfulness and visualization. Sounds a bit woo-woo, right, but trust me on this one. These aren't just airy-fairy concepts, they're like superpowers for your mental game. They help you navigate stress, build inner strength, and even rewire those negative thought patterns that can drag you down. Here's the deal. We all hit roadblocks in life. It's part of the human experience. But how we respond to those roadblocks is what truly matters. Building resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about developing the tools and mindset to face challenges head-on, learn from them, and come out stronger on the other side. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on your racing thoughts. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your emotions without judgment, and finding that calm center within you. And visualization? That's where you harness the power of your imagination. You create mental pictures of yourself successfully navigating challenging situations, building confidence, and preparing for what's ahead. And here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life. It sounds simple, but focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps build resilience. Think about it when you're feeling down. A reminder of all the amazing things in your life can be like a little mental sunshine boost. 2. Cultivate self-compassion. We're our own worst critics sometimes, right? But imagine treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. That's self-compassion, acknowledging your imperfections, learning from your mistakes, and showing yourself some love along the way. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Ever notice how those negative thoughts can spiral out of control? Well, mindfulness helps you catch them before they take over. When a negative thought pops up, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? By challenging the thoughts, you start to break free from their grip. 4. Find your calm zone. We all have our own ways of finding peace and centering ourselves, whether it's meditation, yoga, a long walk in nature, or just listening to some calming music. Discover what works for you and make time for it every day. 5. Visualize success. This one is seriously powerful. Imagine yourself successfully navigating those challenging situations. See yourself staying calm, collected, and confident. The more you visualize it, the more real it feels, and the better prepared you'll be when those moments actually arrive. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine your friend Sarah. She's got this big presentation coming up at work, and she's feeling totally overwhelmed. Anxiety is running high. But instead of letting those nerves take over, Sarah takes a deep breath, practices some mindfulness exercises, visualizes herself delivering the presentation with confidence, and bam. She nails it. See what I mean? These techniques are not just abstract concepts, they're real tools that can make a tangible difference in your life. So, remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Here's the big takeaway. You have the power to choose how you respond to life's challenges. With mindfulness and visualization as your allies, you can build that inner strength, navigate those tough times with grace, and come out stronger on the other side. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to incorporate mindfulness or visualization into your daily routine? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to hit that subscribe button and share it with your friends. Until next time, stay calm and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.